Welcome to this Apple Watch demonstration, and in this demonstration I want to show you how to go about using more than one Apple Watch now on your iPhone with the recently released in March 2016 of iOS 9.3 and Watch OS 2.2. So if you haven't updated already, you'll need to update both of those on your iPhone and your Apple Watch to be able to use this new feature. When I wanted to use my second Apple Watch with my iPhone, I had to actually update it first. So I went into the Watch app like this. Hey Siri, open Apple Watch.
Watch, David's Apple Watch 42mm, 42mm, button.
Now it said that twice because I've actually renamed my Apple Watch, which will become clear in a minute, particularly if you're using more than one Apple Watch, which is what this demo is all about. So if I double tap on that now,
my watch, back button,
and flick through to the right,
Apple Watch, heading, auto switch on.
Okay, it says auto switch on. Okay, so if I flick to the right,
automatically connect to any paired Apple Watch when you put it on and raise your wrist.
Automatically connect to an Apple Watch when you put it on and raise your wrist. Flick to the right again.
David's Apple Watch 38mm, aluminium. 38mm case.
So that's currently there because I've already paired my two Apple Watches. Flick to the right again.
More info. David's Apple Watch 38mm. Aluminium. 38mm case. Button.
Okay, that's the more info button. Flick to the right again.
Selected. David's Apple Watch 42mm. Stainless steel. 42mm case. Dimmed. Button.
Okay, that's my Apple Watch, the stainless steel one. Now the reason why it's saying 38mm twice and 42mm twice with this one is because I've actually renamed them to David's Apple Watch 42mm and David's Apple Watch 38mm, so that if I look in settings Bluetooth, I can also see in there which of my Apple Watches are paired, because by default, both of my Apple Watches were just called David's Apple Watch. So that's why I changed the name slightly. I could have also just changed them to Sports and Apple Watch, but I much more prefer just saying 38mm and 42mm.
Pair a new Apple Watch button.
If you've currently only got one Apple Watch paired and you wanted to pair another Apple Watch, this is where you would go through the normal new setup process for a new Apple Watch. And as my Sports was originally only running 2.0, when I chose to pair a new Apple Watch, I also updated it at the same time, and then it became available to use it with my 42mm to have that automatic switching enabled. Now I did say that I renamed my Apple Watches. Let me just do a two-finger scrub to go back to the previous screen.
My watch. Notifications. Button.
And let me flick through down to general.
Glances. Complication. General. Button.
And one finger double tap on general.
General. My watch. Back button.
And flick to the right.
General. Heading. About. Button.
Okay, about button is what we want. One finger double tap.
About. General. Back button.
And flick to the right.
About. Heading. Name. David's Apple Watch 42mm. Button.
Okay, so that's where I renamed it from David's Apple Watch to David's Apple Watch 42mm. So two finger scroll to go back.
General. About. My watch. David's Apple Watch 42mm. 42mm. Button.
Okay, so I'm back to my watch name on my main home screen of the watch app. Now, if I just put my iPhone down and I take off my Apple Watch 42mm and pop that down, and I pop on my Apple Watch Sports 38mm.
David's Apple Watch 38mm, Sport 38mm, button.
Now that actually became active even before I even moved my wrist and did up the band. If I flick on my screen here,
app layout, David's Apple Watch 38mm.
So my sports watch is now active. So if I press the digital crown on my Apple Watch Sports,
enter passcode,
and put in my passcode, and I'll just pause the recording.
11:34 a.m.
Okay, and because these are basically unique Apple Watches as far as being set up on the watch app, because they're flicking between both setups. So I flick back to the left.
Stopwatch. 0 seconds elapsed.
Okay, on my Apple Watch Sports, I've got stopwatch on my clock face. Flick to the right.
11:35 a.m.
That's the current time. Flick to the right again.
Sydney, 21 degrees Fahrenheit. Gauge 28 degrees L, 17 degrees.
Okay, that's the weather complication for Sydney. Flicking through to the right.
Set timer.
I've got a set timer complication.
Double tap to open timer. Moving.
2%, exercising, 0%, standing, 0%.
Now my movement activity is currently also being synced between my Apple Watch 42mm and the 38mm Sports, which is actually quite handy, particularly if I want to exercise on the treadmill with the Sports rather than my Apple Watch. And if I flick again to the right,
Time Buzz.
The only app I've really got installed on the Sports is Time Buzz. So let me just put my hand over my screen to put to sleep. As I said, it's set up as its own complete Apple Watch. Mail is syncing and a few other things are syncing, of course, via iCloud, but primarily I'm using it as a sports watch or going out and doing the gardening, etc., when I don't want to get my Apple Watch exposed to that type of activity, particularly gardening. So let me tap my sports off again. So I'm just going to do the band, put it down, and grab my Apple Watch stainless steel, put it on my wrist.
David's Apple Watch 42mm button.
Okay, and it's became live. Without me having to do anything, I'm still doing up my band. I've just bought this nylon band, which is actually feels very nice to use, actually. Sort of prefer it more than the plastic fluoroelastoma band. Okay, so if I wake up my Apple Watch 42mm and put in my passcode, of course, again.
11:37 a.m.
Here's the clock face on my 42mm Apple Watch. So I flick back to the left.
Thursday, the 31st of March.
As you can tell, I've got different complications. So Thursday, the 31st of March.
Unread notifications.
Unread notifications. I flick back to the right.
Thursday, the 31st of March, 11:38 a.m. 22.2 degrees bullet, 61% bullet at 11:20 a.m. 22.3 degrees bullet, 60% bullet, 577.
That's actually using a complication, which is getting data off my Natatmo Urban Weather Station. So I flick to the right again.
Double tap to open Just Press Record.
Okay, I've got Just Press Record on this one for taking quick audio notes. Flicking to the right again.
Moving, 2%, exercising, 0%, standing, 0%.
And of course, I've got the moving, exercising, standing complication. And that's actually the same data, as I said, as on my Sports. Flick to the right again.
Time Buzz.
And of course, there's Time Buzz that I've got on my Apple Watch as well. So I put my hand over the screen. And then, of course, I've got all the apps that I use that I've demoed about on my Apple Watch. I think it's currently about 22 apps on my Apple Watch. Now, I'll show you what would happen if you didn't want to use that automated one. You wanted to do it manually. So let me just touch on the screen here.
App layout. Button. David's Apple Watch 42mm. 42mm.
Okay, let me double tap on that.
My watch. Back button.
And touch top of the screen. Click to the right.
Apple Watch. Heading. Auto switch. On.
And let me switch the auto switch off.
Auto switch off.
Okay, so now if we go back to the previous screen.
My watch. Complications. Glance. Notificate. App layout. David's Apple Watch 42mm. 42mm. Button.
Now if I tap my Apple Watch off. Okay, pop that down. Grab my sports and pop it on. And as you can tell, there's no change of activation, of course. So if I flick on the screen.
App layout. David's Apple Watch 42mm. 42mm.
Okay, button. That's currently still active as far as the watch app is concerned. So if I double tap on it.
My watch. Back button.
And flick to the right.
Auto switch. Automatically connect to any paired Apple Watch when you put it on and raise your wrist. David's Apple Watch 38mm. Aluminium. 38mm case.
Flick through.
More info. Selected. David's Apple Watch 42mm.
So 42 is selected.
Steel.
If I flick back to left.
David's Apple Watch
38mm. And now double tap on my 38mm.
Selected. David's Apple Watch 38mm. Aluminium. 38mm case.
Okay, that's now active again. Honestly, you can do it either way. You can do it the manual way, or you can do it the automatic way to have the watch app automatically switch to the watch that's currently active. Flick back to the left.
Automatic auto switch off.
And I'm going to turn my auto switch back on again.
Auto switch on.
Two finger scroll to go back.
My watch. David's Apple Watch 38mm. Sport 38mm. Button.
Okay, so if I tap my sports off again, pop it down, grab the Apple Watch 42mm.
David's Apple Watch 42mm. 42mm.
Okay, and
button.
As usual, I'm still doing up my band. That's how fast it switches. All right, now the final thing I wanted to show you is, and the reason why I changed the name of the Apple Watches to show up in Bluetooth settings. Let me just ask Siri to open up Bluetooth settings. Hey Siri, open Bluetooth settings.
Let's take a look at the Bluetooth setting.
Can I flick settings. Through to the right?
Bluetooth. Now discover my device. Blues 2 by Aftershock. Maureen Beats Wireless. Maureen Beats Pill. Maureen Beats Pill. Maureen Braille Sensor Tooth. Maureen Braillian. Maureen David's Apple Watch 38mm. Not connected. Button.
Okay, so David's Apple Watch 38mm. And flick to the right again.
Maureen David's Apple Watch 42mm. Connected. Button.
Okay, so again, that's the reason why I changed the names of my Apple Watches, so that I could, if I wanted to, always check in settings Bluetooth to see, if I really wanted to, which watch was active, rather than having my both of my Apple Watches called David's Apple Watch and have one connected and one not connected. It wouldn't give me much more information than that. So that's the reason for the name change, if you want to check it under settings Bluetooth. So just press my home button.
Messages.
Now you're probably wondering why you'd want to actually have more than one Apple Watch. I've just got a number of things here for you to have a bit of a think about. It's a benefit for developers to be able to have access to a 38mm or a 42mm screen, particularly when they're developing their apps. If you're like me and you need to demo an Apple Watch as part of your job, I find having one Apple Watch that's got minimal personal information on it that I can demo to my clients is a lot more private for me than having to be able to either try and modify or restrict people's access to my only one Apple Watch that I use for both home and work. So having my sports watch as a very minimalistic as far as the apps installed and information is concerned is a great idea for me to be able to demo the Apple Watch but still have the full benefit of using my own personal Apple Watch, as I said, for home and work. Another reason for having more than one Apple Watch, if you really want to, is that you can have different bands running at the same time, if you like, on the watches. So, for example, at the moment on my 42mm one, Apple Watch, I've got the nylon band, and on the 38mm one, I've just got the fluoro elastomer band, because I find, because that's water resistant and waterproof, that's much better for when I'm doing exercise on the treadmill, or when I'm washing the car, doing gardening, etc. As I mentioned previously in the demo, each watch is its own setup Apple Watch. So it's got its own setup for glances, notifications, apps, music, etc. So you can have, if you like, your different Apple Watch content for different occasions if you also wish, particularly music. I have different music on my 42mm as opposed to the music that I've currently got on my sports watch, which tends to be sort of high energy type music. So I find that much nicer to listen to when I'm on the treadmill versus more of the relaxing music that I've got on the Apple Watch itself. As I said in the demo, one of the things that I quite like is the fact that my exercise, moving, and stand goals are synced between both Apple Watches. So it really doesn't make any difference if I've walked 3 kilometers on the treadmill. My Apple Watch still gets the benefit of having that data updated as well, and of course, vice versa. So that's just a number of the reasons why it may be handy to have more than one Apple Watch. But of course, in my case, the primary reason for me originally was to have one Apple Watch for demoing and one Apple Watch for personal stroke work use. And until this update with iOS 9.3 and watch OS 2.2, I really couldn't use my second sports Apple Watch as a true demo because it had too much personal information on it. So it basically has been sitting in the drawer since I bought the second Apple Watch at the same time I bought my Apple Watch 42mm. From now on, which is, what's that, 11 months later after the Apple Watch became available, I can now truly demo the Apple Watch 38mm as a demo and keep my own information and privacy on my Apple Watch 42mm. So that completes the demo. Again, I just thought I'd do this demo just to show what it was like to use more than one Apple Watch and the main reason why I did it for myself. Anyway, that completes the demo. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.